Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Five 35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. We got a lot we got to talk about. You know, each and every Wednesday, Mike Dickinson joins us, our citizen journalist, our citizen reporter, goes out there, covers a lot of the stories that, a lot of folks just don't want to do. And I'm always happy that he makes some time for us. Mike, thank you for being here, sir.
Anytime.
Let's talk a little bit, shall we, about the special session, what the Democrats are doing to Virginia as we speak.
What an embarrassment the Democrats are to the state of Virginia. I mean, you should almost have Doink the Clown's music queued up. And anytime anything is mentioned about Democrats in Virginia, play the Doink the Clown music, because they're a bunch of clowns. I mean, they're so afraid now. They're running scared that they're going to lose. So they're trying to do everything they can now to set it up unconstitutionally and illegally to try to gerrymander themselves into more congressional seats. And to try to just, you know, the same thing the Democrats did in 2020 during COVID, and the same thing they did in 2021, you know, crackhead Don Scott, the Speaker of the House, and Louise Lucas, the big mouth, terrible hair, President of the Senate. They're just thirsty on power. I mean, I've never met a Democrat in power that's not corrupt. They all are. It's sad.
Wow. Well, I mean, to watch what's been going on up there, for folks who have watched the proceedings, I have, and certainly other folks I know have, it is, God, it's almost reminiscent of Cuba or Venezuela. There's no opposition. And when Republicans do stand up in opposition, Don Scott, as an example, just gavels everybody out of order, just shuts them right down before they can say anything. And then over on the state Senate side, man, they're just pulling crap out of the air. And because they're in the majority by a tiny margin, you know, it's 21-19, for goodness sakes, they're just ramming all this garbage through.
They don't want to hear anybody else speak. They're so deluded onto the same. It's the same way they acted in 2020 and 2021. They're so deluded and power hungry, just like the left is. I mean, you know, we've seen how the left has acted about Jay Jones' violent tweets, about Charlie Kirk. You know, anytime there is an opinion that's adverse to theirs, they cannot handle it. No, I've never met a Democrat that can handle, well, I should say a Democrat under 40 that can handle an adverse opinion to their own, because they almost always, I mean, you've seen these videos of liberals on college campuses and the angry suburban women. Yep. They see ICE and they start screaming and jumping up and down like somebody cares. They have an anti-ICE protest and they come dressed up like cartoon characters. I mean, I don't know who they're trying to scare. I mean, if it was like real revolutionaries, I might be afraid, but a bunch of fat women dressed up like cartoon characters, jumping up and down on the side of the road, no kings. I mean, no one's afraid of that. And,
well, yeah, I don't know that people are afraid of it so much as I guess some of us are entertained for all the wrong reasons, right? We're like, wow, I've never seen Barney Rubble look quite like that, but all righty then, and, you know.
And it's sad. I mean, you know, they tried to take a vote today condemning Jay Jones' violent tweets. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know in what world that you can live in where you as a elected member of a state legislative body or any legislative body or any running any corporation on the board of directors where you can wish death upon somebody and somebody's kids and make jokes about the police and still have a job. And that's what Jay Jones did. And they took a vote today and condemning his behavior, and it failed 21-17. The Democrats all voted against it. So
yeah.
The Democrats in Virginia are 100% okay with making violent threats towards them. I wonder how Martin Luther King feels about that. I wonder how Chuck Richardson is he's an old school Democrat in the city of Richmond, but I talked to him many times, a great guy, and he would tell me stories about being chased by the KKK. Yep. I wonder how he feels about that. I mean, so now the Democrats have drawn the line in the sand where it's okay. You can wish death upon people. They have no morals about it, no morals whatsoever. And all 21 of them voted to say, well, it's okay Jay Jones said that, but would they like it if someone said it about them? They would be crying like a baby.
Yeah. Well, thinking of babies, my God. I mean, the same guy, Jay Jones, said he wanted Todd Gilbert's kids to die in front of their mother because, you know, Todd Gilbert had committed the unpardonable sin of not agreeing with him politically.
And, I mean, it's the same sad story over and over with all of these Democrats. I mean, Jay Jones, for example, wants to be Attorney General of Virginia, highest court officer in the state. And he's out there driving 116 miles an hour in Newcan, which is one thing. But then, you know, he goes and gets his he gets his court order community service. He serves it with his own nonprofit and signs off on it and gives it to the court and thinks that's okay. If that had been me or you or anybody else in Virginia, including many of the poor minorities that live in the city of Richmond, they would all be in jail if you forged a court document and misrepresented yourself to the court. But because Jay Jones is high and mighty, Jay Jones, little Jay Jones, you know, he wants to be okay. Well, I don't have to do the community service. I'm Jay Jones. I'm somebody important. So the little people, actually, they have the consequences, but not me. I'm Jay Jones. So I can tweet violent threats about people and no consequence. I can lie to the court and no consequence. And it's the same way Louise Lucas acted that same way in Portsmouth with her daughter-in-law down there on city council, with a lot of that went on when they toppled the statue and nothing was said.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, and so they just have this whole attitude of lawlessness and above the law doesn't count to them. I mean, you want to talk about no kings. There should be no queens, Louise Lucas, and no princes, Jay Jones. I mean, they're the ones who, you know, projecting everything onto Trump and us that they're actually doing.
Yeah, that is a great point. That's exactly what it is. In fact, Mike, I'll let you know, I actually got an email from someone. I didn't share it on the air because I didn't want anybody to try and put the pieces together. But somebody said, look, I have a friend who right now, one of their kids is in jail for, I don't know, I think it's 6 months or something like that, because that particular person was driving 115 miles an hour, similar stretch of road, similar location. That person didn't get 1,000 hours of community service. They got jail time. And,
right.
And as you point out, you know, Jay Jones, his serving of that community service was at his own political action committee. Even the special prosecutor they've appointed, they've now appointed a guy out of Roanoke. Out of all the Commonwealth's attorneys down there on the South Side, they were able to find one of the handful handful of Democrats to handle the case. So even that, I don't know if it's...
It's real coincidental. Coincidental.
Isn't it, though? It is just absolutely crazy. All right. I know we talk about all of these important issues, and we also venture into the world of WWE, because you are you're my go-to guy over there. It's official now. I just saw the story, Mike. AJ Styles says 2026 is going to be his last.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Last year.
It's crazy because, you know, we've been here through generations of superstars in WWE. And I just remember yesterday, AJ Styles on TNA with the short hair and, you know, just starting his career. And now he's at the end of it, you know, and it's absolutely crazy. I mean, he really brought I know everybody thinks about the high flying style and all of that is Rey Mysterio, but AJ Styles really made that a lot more mainstream, and he was one of the originators of that style and being able to do a lot of those off the top rope stunts. He was really one of the originators of that.
Yeah, and you look at his time. He spent so much time. He was an indie guy bouncing around the circus, working in armories and high school gyms and the rest of it for $50 a night. Maybe if you were lucky, you got $100 a night. And then he really made a name for himself in Japan and was able to parlay that into some great success. But I've got to think, I mean, looking at some of the stuff he's done over the years, it's not quite Mick Foley category, man, but that stuff's leaving a mark.
He made a big impact. I mean, a lot of the people up and coming today in both divisions, in both the women and the men's, their style is incredibly based off of him. And I mean, if you look at him, he carried quite a few companies on his way to WWE, like you pointed out. I mean, he carried a lot of companies on his way to WWE, and he's a true legend. He'll definitely be in the Hall of Fame whenever he decides he wants to be.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. What about what they do with him for the last year? Obviously, Cena, they had this bizarre heel turn. They had the hair transplant? I remember that was part of this. And then he hated the fans, but they did give him a last run with the strap. Now, what do you think they do for AJ Styles on the way out the door?
I would think they either let him have another run with the strap, or they ask him pretty much. They do the same thing they did with Cena, which is like, give us a list of four people you want to work with and have programs with, and we'll make it happen. Maybe I don't know if AJ has a bunch of youngsters that he wants to put over on his way out and help build them up or pass the torch, because I definitely see that we're kind of in a passing the torch era right now where.
Yep.
A lot of the guys who were the face of the company for the last decade are transitioning out, and we're getting a new era of stars, and it's kind of a lot of torch passing going on.
Yeah, and you look at a guy, and you appreciate this, Mike, because you spend time with a lot of the boys. A guy like AJ Styles always wants to do right by the business. and right. so mm-hmm. has always been willing to put over whoever needs to be put over. And I really do have to think that in his final year, that's going to be a huge part of what he does, that he's if necessary, he's going to do the job for guys who are building their careers. They're at the beginning of the run, not at the end.
Right. And I mean, that's you know, how this business is, that's how the wrestling business has always been. It's always, you know, the guys who are true legends on their way out have done more to build up, you know, their heir apparent, the next guy on their way out. I mean, there's been a few guys who have left selfishly, but almost all of the legends have left, you know, putting over the next guy so that, and passing the torch and making it nice, and so that the business continues on. I think, like you said, I think that's what we'll see a lot of AJ doing at some point.
I think so. I do wonder about those last four guys. I got to figure you're on that list. But then who are the other three going to be that he wants to work with, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's a they've done such a great job at building a deep bench now between NXT and bringing the guys up and entering them into storylines. I mean, I know Triple H takes a lot of flack because, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, Triple H is trying to be the Dana White of WWE.
Yeah.
But he's been very successful at building people. It seems like his go-to style is he likes to bring people in, put them in a faction, and then let that faction run its course for a little bit and then break the faction up and have somebody have the standouts go on to do something. That seems to be the Triple H model for success.
Well, it is going to be interesting. Mike, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Mike Dickinson. Every Wednesday joins us, citizen journalist and our official WWE commentator. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.